Hello, everybody, and happy Saturday afternoon to all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald alongside Josh Knupp and John DeStefano broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from Overcast, Jupiter, Florida, and Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Site today's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Palm Beach Cardinals, the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Today we have Game 5 of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 4 o'clock. It's a series. The Mets lead 3-1. They lost for the first time in this series yesterday, a 1-0 rain-shortened loss. Palm Beach scored a run on an RBI double by Leonardo Bernal in the first inning, and that's the way the game remained until rain started to fall in the bottom of the fifth. The tarp came on the field, and it was never taken off. The game was called off about 35 minutes later, and Palm Beach got the rain-shortened 1-0 win. And with that win, Palm Beach increased its division lead to 2 games in the FSL East Division, with just 5 games remaining. A 2-game lead over their neighbor, the Jupiter Hammerheads. Meanwhile, the Mets saw the end of their 3-game winning streak and dropped to 22-38. Welcoming in now, John DeStefano and Josh Knupp. It's a 3-man broadcast booth for the first time in my lifetime in the Florida State League. Guys, we're going to have some fun today.
Mets looking for a modicum of revenge last night, a little frustrated after the loss. You know, the one they would have certainly liked to have played out the final 4 innings, especially in a close game. But they have another opportunity today to take the series that they would lead 3-0.
Yeah, I don't think that if you're the Mets, you can't take that loss too hard. Obviously, it was only 5 innings. You would love to have played and competed for the full 9. If you're the Mets, though, you've played so good in the series so far. You won the previous 3 games before that, and so if you're them, just continue what you're doing. Don't take that one too hard.
Mets have won games 5-3, 10-1, and 8-7 in this series. So the bats were hot, 23 runs for the Mets in the first 3 games, and of course they were limited to just 5 innings at the plate on last night's game, and it was Max Ragic doing his magic with 5 shutout innings. So, we will take a break. When we come back here on the pregame show, we'll continue with the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for today's single 9-inning game between the Mets and the Cardinals.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Plate meeting wrapping up between Gilbert Gomez, the Mets manager, and Willie Martin, the hitting coach of Palm Beach. He takes care of the lineup duties for the Cardinals. Home plate umpire today is Alex Lawry, calling his own balls and strikes, although the teams do have the challenge system. John, I don't think we had a challenge last night. I didn't have one on my record.
No, I didn't see one.
And then the base umpire is Davian Fry. Fry had the plate last night. Let's meet today's starting pitchers for the Mets. It is a minor league rehab. Sean Reed Foley, long journey back from Tommy John surgery. The former Toronto Blue Jay and former New York Met was placed on the season-long injury list last May with Tommy John surgery. He was then essentially let go by the Mets to clear room on the 40-man roster in the offseason, but the Mets then re-signed him on a minor league deal. He continues his rehab in the offseason and into this season, and now he begins the journey back with a rehab assignment. This will be the second time for Reed Foley pitching for the St. Lucie Mets. He did so on rehab assignment, major league rehab assignment, in 2021. Now Reed Foley on the mound for the Mets. It will be lefty Pete Hansen on the mound for the Cardinals, 22-year-old from Dallas, Texas. Third-round pick out of the University of Texas last year. This will be his 12th start. He is 5-1 with a 3.38 ERA, and he is just now wrapping up his warm-up session down the right field line. So, guys, intriguing pitching matchup with Reed Foley, a former major leaguer, now on minor league rehab assignment. Don't see that very often, versus Hansen.
Yeah, really exciting to see Sean Reed Foley back for the first time in almost a year pitching. Was an effective reliever for the Mets while he was up. Now he makes his journey back. Pete Hansen on the other side. The Mets have already faced him once this season. He did only just go two innings, allowing just one hit against the St. Lucie squad. So both pitchers trying to get a win for their club today. The Cardinals certainly need it more than the Mets as they try and keep that two-game lead over Jupiter with just five to play.
Once Reed Foley leaves, it will probably be another minor league rehabber, Luis Montas, who pitched for St. Lucie in 2021. And at some point, we expect the originally scheduled starter, Juelmeet Ramirez, to make an appearance. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets. Leading off and playing center is Wilfredo Lara. Chip Williams has had an awesome series. Bat second and plays short. Junior Tillian, the game-winning home run on Thursday night, hits third. He's at second. Jacob Reimer hits cleanup. He's at third base. Vincent Peroza will do the catching. And at fifth, Karell Paz is the DH, hitting sixth. Jose Hernandez had a nice game two nights ago with a couple of hits. At seventh, he's at first. Errol Martinez is in right, batting eighth. And Ryland Thomas, who had a four-hit game on Thursday, including three doubles. That's ninth. He's in left. For the Cardinals, Alex Iadesernia, one of their best players, will make his series debut. He did not play in the first four. He bats leadoff and plays left. R.J. Yeager bats second. He'll play first. Juan Bincho, the right fielder and number three hitter. Leonardo Bernal, the game-winning RBI last night, hits cleanup. He will DH. Chris Rotundo bats fifth. He's in center. Michael Chiarelli is sixth. He's at third base. Carlos Linares hits seventh. He's the catcher. Xander Espinosa, eighth. He's at short. And Brandon Hernandez bats ninth. He is the second baseman. So, that's the lineup. Josh, you got anything for us?
Well, I can't hear anything, Adam. I can't see anything. There's a pole in my way. My headphones don't work. But it's an intriguing matchup here. Should be a good one. Really looking forward to seeing. If I had to pick anybody out, I really love watching Michael Chiarelli play. Just the third baseman for the Cardinals. Really exciting. Glove work down there. Good with the bat. I'm ready for this game to begin.
It's a three-man booth. Never said it was going to be smooth. Cardinals are taking the field, which means the national anthem is upon us. For that, we send it to the public address announcer. When we come back, it's Game 5 between the Mets and the Cardinals.
Tonight's rendition of our national anthem will be performed by Angel Lopez.
Rise, rise through the pale wind sky. O'er the rampart we watch, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bonfire.
now it's go time for the Mets and Cardinals. We're going to play as long as we can. The short-term forecast does not look good. It's overcast and dry right now. We're going to start on time, but the Weather Channel gives us a 97% chance of heavy rain at 6 o'clock. So, we could be in for maybe a repeat of yesterday, where it could be a rain-shortened game, because once the rain starts to come, it does not look like it's going to ease up. So that would mean the Mets have to get off to a good start early. They've been doing that in this series. They scored in the first inning in each of the first three games. They had a great chance yesterday to make it four in a row when Jet Williams hit a one-out triple. They could not get him home. The Cardinals win 1-0, so there is a lesson there for sure not to let an early opportunity escape their grasp. Will be Pete Hansen on the mound for the Cardinals. Cardinals wearing their alternate red jerseys with the white pants. Palm Beach in red across the front. The two Cardinal birds sitting on the yellow bat. Red hat with the PB on it. Mets sticking with the road grays for the fifth time in these five games. St. Lucie in blue across the front, trimmed in orange. Blue numbers trimmed in orange on the back. If you missed the pregame show, I'm Adam McDonald, joined by John DeStefano and Josh Knupp today. They've each helped me call the game separately this week, but now we decide to make it a three-man booth. Poor Josh is sitting in this cramped booth. He's sitting right in the middle of the booth where there's a giant pole and a beam in the way. His headset only halfway works, but he's a trooper, so he's going to carry it on. And then I'm going to leave for a few innings, and then these two knuckleheads are going to call the game by themselves. They're going to call next Sunday's game all by themselves, as I'm going to be on the golf course, I think.
Weather permitting, of course.
Weather permitting, yeah, down here. You never know. There have been four games in the series completed. Only one has been unaffected by the weather. That was Mets' victory 8-7 on Thursday. We are set for baseball. Looks like all the doors around, all the gates are closed. Home plate umpire Alex Lawry signals to Pete Hansen for the first pitch. And here it comes to Wilfredo Lara from the lefty. It's a fastball inside for ball one, and we are underway. A little tardy, 4:03, and it is 90 degrees and overcast at the Dean today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Second pitch in the dirt, but swung on and missed by Lara. The ball and a strike. Lara yesterday, he only met to get three at-bats in the rain-shortened game. He went 1-for-3 with the stolen base. Overall had a good series. He will foul this one back. Roof ball or strike two. Looks like we have a light crowd here at the Dean. Of course, I'm sure the weather forecast probably scaring some folks off. It also rained here earlier in the day. Lara strikes one deep but foul off to the right. And we arrived. The tarp was on the field. Got it off in plenty of time to start this game on time. The tarp crew will be on high alert as the afternoon, evening progresses. 1-2 slider too high. Two balls, two strikes. Pitches outside. Slider again. Full count. Hansen the payoff pitch. High, ball four. Lara will take a leadoff walk.
It's another good at-bat turned in by Wilfredo Lara. Really been working on turning his strikeouts into walks lately. He's been very good at that. He's having a nice series as well.
It's the third time in five games that Wilfredo Lara has worked a leadoff walk to start the contest. He's on first. Hansen the lefty looking right at him. Now here's Jet Williams. Lara running, but he will have to go back as this ball is popped in foul territory. Long run for Jaeger. Can't get there. First baseman going long range into the Mets or his home bullpen. Ball would have been about five rows up back at Clover Park. Well, Jet, He's really the man of the hour. He has reached base in 13 of his 18 plate appearances in this series. Remarkable. Two more times and two tries last night with a triple and a single. And he drives this ball into center field right at Rotundo. He makes the catch towards right center for out number one. Were you able to see that, Josh?
That one I can see because it went out to right center. If it goes left center, same area, I have no chance. It was a hard hit ball by Jet, but sometimes you just hit it right to where they're playing. And unfortunately, that was one of those times.
He makes a rare out. Jet had re-entered the top 10 in on-base percentage this series. Actually vaulted all the way up to third in the league. 413, hitting on base all those times. One on, one out, no score. And Junior Tillian comes up. Junior's had a very interesting series. As he takes this one high. Of course, he hit a big three-run triple out of the delay on Wednesday. Hit the go-ahead home run in the eighth inning on Thursday after missing out on two bases-loaded chances earlier in the game. As he takes this slider too high. Yesterday, he had a great chance to knock in Jet with one out and runner at third, struck out. Here he's taken three close pitches and is in a 3-0 count. And then we'll take a called first strike laid right over the middle. Tillian yesterday 0 for 2 in his limited action. Before the 3-1 pitch comes, a throw to first. Lara back in. Lara, not really a big-time base stealer for a leadoff guy. He stole his fifth yesterday. He's been caught four times. Hansen looking right at him, throws home. It's foul tipped. Slider for strike two. And with full count and one out, this is a great time for Lara to maybe take off. Hansen comes set and will throw over to first base again. Or walks back in. Tillian, 14 doubles this season, fourth in the FSL. His 21 extra base hits are seventh. He's got four homers, three doubles, and a triple in his last 13. Hansen's pitch is lined out of play sharply right side. Josh, that's usually where you bring your glove and set up, right, down there?
That is where I would like to go, yes, normally. I see no problem bringing my glove. You, on the other hand, have a problem with it, yes.
I did. I called you out for it last time we were here. 3-2 pitch coming, and it's going to be fouled back again. And Lara was taking off.
Yeah, I feel like there's a certain age limit for a glove at the ballpark, doesn't there? Somewhere like 15 years old,
no.
You probably stop bringing your glove.
No, look, it's half for safety, and the balls I get, if I give them to young children, then I'm just a good person,
right? Let the kids get them themselves. That makes them feel better than having handed to them.
And don't they have gloves themselves?
Yeah, they don't know how to use them at that age, though.
3-2 pitch. That one's fouled back, and that's going to land in the last couple of rows in front of us. Remember when we mentioned it would behoove these teams to play quickly? Been going at it for about 8 minutes now. There's one out and one on. Long at bat. Lara's running. Pitch is lined into left center field. A base hit. Lara will keep going. He will stop at third on the single by Tillian. Well, not a hit and run, but that kind of works that way as Tillian hits a line drive straight over Espinosa's head at short into left center. Lara kept on moving. That sets up the Mets with runners at the corners with one out. Another good piece of hitting by Junior Tillian.
Looks like the Mets are really tracking Hansen well right now. A walk on six pitches and then a nice hard hit ball by Jet Williams. Unfortunately, it was caught. That's a nice 3-2 single. Looks like they're really doing a good job right now.
Brings up Jacob Reimer. Reimer has had a really hot bat. got Thursday off. Mets put up 8 runs without him. Then in his 2 at-bats yesterday, did record a hit. Picked up right where he left off. And he will ground one out to short. Espinoza fields it, throws to second, throw to first in time by Hernandez. That is a 6-4-3 double play. Lara stranded at third base. Mets come up empty in the top of the first.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald, John DeStefano, Josh Knupp back with you from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Second straight game now. Mets have a runner on third, one out in the first inning, and can't get them home. They are that close to getting a run in the first inning in 5 straight games. It cost them yesterday in the 1-0 5-inning loss. More weather on the way this evening would have been great to ensure a first inning run, but it was not to be. And now it's Sean Reed Foley on minor league, not major league, minor league rehab assignment. He's coming back from Tommy John surgery, and once you know it, it has started to rain. That will send the fans to the upper reaches of the stadium as Reed Foley throws a fastball too high for ball 1-2 Alex Idesernia, who's been with Palm Beach all season, but did not play in the first 4 games of this series for reasons unknown to this booth. In the rain, Reed Foley's 1-0 pitch is hit to third base, backhanded by Reimer, jump throw, the stretch, safe. Wow. Great effort by Reimer with the lefty Idesernia at the plate. He was shaded towards short. Had to track that ball down near the bag, the jump throw in foul territory on the line to first, but Idesernia beats it out for an infield hit.
Yeah, Reimer doing everything he can, ranging towards the line. Made a glorious jump throw, but just too far, too long, and the slow bouncing nature of the ball that took forever to get there really prevented him from throwing the runner out at first.
But with the rain falling, the tarp crew just put the tarp on the Mets' bullpen, and the umpires rightly said, no, you got to get that off. And you can't have that bullpen tarped. That's an area where players go to make catches. That's very dangerous. I understand what they're doing, but, yeah, you got to get that off the field.
Yeah, we just saw one hit over that way on the top half of the first, just on the opposite side of the field.
Rain picking up now as the strike is delivered to R.J. Yeager. We play on. Looking at the sky, it's not that dark. No darker than it was when we started the game. Wouldn't classify this as a sun shower. But, whoa. Thunder cracking behind us as well. Reed Foley will stay in there and deliver with 2 seconds left on the pitch clock. He throws a strike 95 to R.J. Yeager. But Reed Foley was non-tendered by the Mets last offseason as he recovered from Tommy John surgery. Had that in May. Missed the last part of the season. May onward. But he re-signed as a minor league deal. As this ball goes to the backstop, a wild pitch, and Idesernia goes up to second. So long way back from Tommy John surgery for Reed Foley on a minor rehab assignment. Did see between innings our clubhouse manager, Chelo Galarza, swapped in Major League Baseball, as it looked like, with the home plate umpire. So Reed Foley getting Major League balls brought down by the Mets for this inning. Ida Cernia caught, throw back to second, the tag by Tilly, and he's out. Reed Foley alertly steps off, throws back to second base. Ida Cernia too far off the bag, could not scramble back, and that will erase a runner in scoring position.
Yeah, Ida Cernia dancing way off of second base. Looked like 20 feet between him and the bag. Clearly trying to get the attention of Reed Foley, but got greedy there, and Reed Foley made him pay.
1-2 coming to Jaeger, and he will pop this one back out of play.
That's just a really nice heads-up play by Foley, though. A lot of times, you know, you just see the pitchers just go ahead and throw their pitch and either give them a free base or, something happens to it, whether the ball is hit or not. But good job, nice throw, and eliminates the leadoff runner.
Rain starting to ease momentarily. 1-2 pitch again is a slider in the dirt. And it's 2-2 on Jaeger. So both teams looking like they have a good chance to score in the first inning. Now not so much. Two-two pitch. Fastball grounded out to Martinez at first. He'll run it himself to the bag. Correction, this is Jose Hernandez. Martinez is in right field. He was backing up the play. So two batters, two outs. In the bottom of the first will bring up Juan Bincho. Reed Foley resides in Jacksonville Beach. He was actually born in Guam. He is one of just two players and the only pitcher in Major League history born in Guam. His father, Dave, served in the Coast Guard for 30 years and was stationed in Guam when Sean was born. There's a fastball outside, corner for a strike. Actually, in the hallway at Clover Park last year, when he was on the Major League roster, the Mets had flags hanging on the wall of the hallway outside the clubhouse of all the nationalities represented by Mets players, and there was a Guam flag for Sean Reed Foley. And he is dealing with the rain right now and Cho at the plate. A 1-1 pitch is fouled away left side. Cho yesterday, 1-for-3, hit to a double play with the bases loaded and one out. It was after Ventura had walked three in a row to start the inning. And Cho was using his timeout to try to get a better grip on his bat. Rain still coming down. That infield starting to get mucky. Field condition's going to become an issue. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. A fastball at 96 from Sean Reed Foley. He gets Cho chasing. Good inning for Sean Reed Foley. Works around the leadoff infield. Picks off a runner. Gets a ground out and a strikeout. We'll go to the second. No score.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Stops, if you heard this one before. We're in a delay. The umpires waved the Cardinals off the field right as we went to commercial break before the start of the second inning. Tarp being rolled out now. They are unspooling it. It's about 90% of the way done. Now it's 100% of the way done. Now everybody's going to grab a handle and in the driving rain pull this tarp over the field, which has been taking a lot of water. There's a crash of lightning and thunder behind it. They run the tarp over the second base bag. It tugs them back as they try to unravel it. Tarp getting heavier and heavier. Rain getting heavier. It lands on the tarp. They've got the tarp now over the mound. They should be able to get this tarp over home plate and the first baseline. Oh, it's going to be close. Oh, it's going to be close. They got it. They got it. The last second. Boy, they just got it on in time before it starts really coming down. So, whew, we are in a rain delay now, boys. And that field was awfully, awfully soft and muddy. And it would have gotten worse if not for that tarp being placed on the field moments ago. Mets from their dugout are going to bail out and run to the clubhouse down the left field line. Warning tracks are taking a beating. Both mounds in the bullpen and home plate areas in the bullpen are now covered. We are in a rain delay. Could be a lengthy delay. We played one inning, and that is all. So what we're going to do now is we're going to shut down the broadcast. We will come back if we can, if we resume this game tonight. We'll also bring you updates on Twitter at St. Lucie Mets. And as we currently stand, the Mets and Cardinals in a rain delay before the start of the second inning with no score.